Welcome to Show 53, Big Foamy Head, the Great Pumpkin Beer Show.
Woke up this morning gone, twixt midnight and day. I woke up this morning, twixt midnight and day. With my hair around my pillow while my brownie used to lay. I know I ain't good looking, teeth don't shine like pearls. I ain't good looking, teeth don't shine like pearls. So glad good looks don't take you through this way. Besides my jumper mama and my overhaul. Besides my jumper and my overhaul. My brown nun quit me, God knows she had it all. I'm gonna tell you now, girl, like Jesus told the Jews. Gonna tell you now, girl, like Jesus told the Jews. If you don't want me, he's a saint, I don't want you. Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up calling hand. Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up calling hand. That's a mighty true sign your brown got some other man. My mama told me, Papa told me too. My mama told me, Papa told me too. Some brown skin woman gonna be the death of you.
That was Barbecue Bob, the original Barbecue Bob.
Not the current day Barbecue Bob, unless he's 100
and some odd years old.
But Barbecue Bob was originally Robert Hicks, moved to Atlanta and worked at Titwell's Barbecue, where he was discovered in 1927. So this is a very old song, a Delta, an Atlanta blues song, and that was Barbecue Blues. What we just heard. So we're getting our barbecue out of the way first thing.
Okay.
And
I knew that's the reason.
Yeah. And so he started,
had a long, illustrious career.
He did. A long, illustrious career of 4 whole years.
Yes. Which he recorded
68 songs.
Pretty proliferous.
Yeah. And they're all 78 RPM records. So that was a 78 RPM, I guess, that we were listening to. And he died in 1931.
From consumption.
Which is
tuberculosis.
So we looked it now up. We have finally got our Barbecue Bob deal totally memorized and out of the way.
Right. And so, Nicole Kidman died of consumption in the movie Moulin Rouge.
Unfortunately, so, not in real
not
life.
Not in real life, no.
So
she went on to make other movies.
So y'all jump in anytime.
Don't say that about Nicole Kidman.
What?
She just got married.
Yeah.
To who?
Country star.
Oh.
Okay, I'm turning the mics up so we can hear them now.
Oh, okay.
The wives have joined us in the beer room.
And that's right, because we're having a pumpkin show.
And one dog.
They call us the wives.
The wives. It's a collective term. Your beer wives. That's even more, that's better than a beer babe. So anyway, this is the Great Pumpkin Beer Show, because the only way we get them to even set foot in here is if we had something that they
fruit and spice beer.
Yeah.
Category 21, I
faintly
think.
Interested in. So this is a pumpkin beer. So we got a couple of pumpkin beers. We started off, and we've already drank it, the Red Hook Late Harvest Autumn Ale.
Which is not a pumpkin beer.
It was an. It says it's an amber ale, and it had a bunch of malts, like six different malts, and one of them was a smoked malt. So I guess this is supposed to taste like burning leaves or something.
No, I don't think so. So it's late harvest. I don't think that's the flavor they were going for.
Well, I was looking for something because there's...
It is Red Hook, and they're out of...
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
So this, you know, it was an amber ale. It had a 50 on right beer.
That's not good.
No, it was like
it's not bad.
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's a beer. So we drank that without asking the beer wives to even try it.
I thought it was pretty good, though. It kind of had a grassy hop flavor to it.
It was fine. So that was it for there. And you, while y'all were out doing whatever you were doing today, you got to put in a hard day's work brewing beer.
Yeah, I had a brew day today. So,
and what were you making?
Did a bourbon oak porter. It's a robust porter from Northern Brewer. It's going to have Maker's Mark bourbon in it. Yeah. So it's going to be good. It's
how much?
Oak chips, 16 ounces.
Of bourbon?
Yeah, in a 5-gallon batch.
That's a lot of bourbon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should have pretty good flavor.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good original gravity out of it, too.
And
so
this
should be a strong beer.
And there's a story behind why you're doing this.
Took a vote.
That's right. And the thousands of listeners unanimously voted on that one. Well, at least three of us did.
Two out of three voted for it. Yeah, right. So that was the one. And but I was kind of leaning that way, too. Okay. The choice was to make a smoked porter or a bourbon oak porter. Compromise, I add a little bit of smoked malts to it, so...
Okay, so it's a smoked bourbon porter
oak thing.
Okay, well, that'll be yum.
And should
it
be good.
Is it all grain?
Yes, looking forward to it.
So they're talking about us in the background.
Yeah, well, we should bring them in. We should have some pumpkin beer.
We're going to have a pumpkin beer in a minute. Well, why don't we go ahead and get this next guy. The music, all the music today, with the exception of the last song, is live. All live blues. Although
live from dead people.
Live
right?
From dead people.
Yeah.
We only have one live from live people. Everybody else is dead. So let's listen to Albert King. And this is a live recording. And this is yet another story. After this, this is Albert King. Okay, that was Albert King for The Love of a Woman. That was recorded in 1973 at the Montrose Jazz Festival. What's famous about the Montrose Jazz Festival? Carol for 20.
First off, where is Montrose?
Switzerland.
Oh.
Does it help you?
No.
Okay. Line from the song, "We All Came Out to Montrose." No? Tick tock. 30 seconds on the clock left. "Smoke on the Water."
Oh.
You know that song by Deep Purple, "Smoke on the Water"?
That's
about the Montrose Jazz Festival 2 years earlier from when they set the whole place on fire and burned it down. So 2 years later, Albert King came out, 1973, and recorded this live at Montrose. It's a huge festival. It goes on to this day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so there will be a consolation prize for you. Thanks for playing with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I wasn't a little sharper on that one.
Okay, well, there will be more chances for you later. So that was Albert King, and now we've got the first pumpkin beer poured. They're poised, lips ready. All right, take a swallow. Let's see what we think.
This is Jack's Pumpkin Spice Ale.
Mm-hmm. It's from, got a bunch of spice.
Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, St. Louis.
Yeah. It's
Carol's giving it a
very spicy.
For somebody who doesn't care much for beer, it's got cloves.
Yep.
It's an all-malt seasonal brew.
You're not getting it?
Limited edition.
I don't think I've had a stroke. I can't.
Should we get the paramedics in here?
Okay,
the defib machine?
It's brewed with golden delicious pumpkin.
Really?
Not anything?
No water? I mean, what do you taste? Just like water?
Nothing.
Nothing? You got nothing? This is pretty spicy.
I'm not tasting spice.
What were you doing before?
I don't know.
Okay. Because you were hearing bells and smelling strange things earlier. So, yeah, there might have been a stroke earlier today.
Was it out of the same bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Same one.
That's the same bottle.
Well, for the rest of us, we're getting, you're not getting, really? This is very spicy. Got a lot of pumpkin.
It's brewed with delicious pumpkin and select seasonal spices, including nutmeg, ginger, cinnamon, and clove for a unique, satisfying flavor.
That's what that ginger, yeah. But and this is an Anheuser-Busch product, which for some reason I've never seen around here.
It even has a born-on date.
Is it like just a Thanksgiving festive holiday beer?
Yeah, and I bought this in St. Louis and brought it back.
I had a little taste of pumpkin
pie.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, well, you plateaued.
I need to go cleanse my palate. Excuse me.
Okay.
Some
yeah, because we have another pumpkin. Yeah, because this is all for you.
Should there be crackers down here? Cleanse our palate.
Sure.
You could.
Bring some of that sharp cheddar cheese I got left, too. That'd be real good.
Excuse
all right. So you have no opinion on this beer.
It tastes like anything.
Okay. We actually have a show dessert coming up.
Yeah, we do. Christy has slaved away all day.
That'll be fun.
On the with our pumpkin beer, we're going to have pumpkin cheesecake.
Come so on. Jack's so, pumpkin spice.
So what do you think, Carol?
I like it.
I like it, too. And I generally don't like beer that much. Must be the spice in it or something.
Yeah, I think so. It's very spicy. I don't get any kind of hop or nothing. It tastes like punch.
No, it's very smooth. I mean, it's
punch.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like beer.
No wonder I like it. That explains it.
It's like a malt beverage. Although it does say ale, so we have to assume that this was fermented in the ale style.
True confession, it's only been within the last 10 years that I can even stomach a pumpkin pie.
Really?
Yeah, they used to just like really, I was not a pumpkin pie eater.
Well, we will tell, when Christy comes back, the pumpkin pie story. We have a story that every one of our children, we had to perpetrate this on. So in the meantime, we like this okay. It doesn't taste beer like. Are you getting any kind of hops or any kind of?
No, not huge. No,
it's just spice. It's got ginger. I can taste ginger in it, which I don't recall that being used as.
It's usually not in a pie. It's cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg.
Nutmeg, yeah, and allspice.
How did you know that?
And allspice.
How did you know that?
I know stuff. I get around. I read Cosmo.
Dick Cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I read Better Homes.
To know that ginger is not in.
Yeah, I knew that. Well, Carol, as a dietitian, I was telling Rick this. Are you familiar, this is our beer news segment, with the October 23rd publication and the Academy of Internal Medicine? They recently concluded a 10-year survey of over 8,000 people. And here's the deal.
It now they have concluded that two drinks a day, that being 12 ounces of beer or a cocktail, what is that, like an ounce of liquor and stuff, coupled with a body mass index of 25 or less, a proper diet, and regular exercise will decrease by 50% the chance of a heart condition versus those same people who have a body mass index of 25, exercise regularly, eat a balanced diet, and don't drink. They're twice as likely to have heart attacks. Really? Yeah. What is your take on that? Because as knowing a thing or two about diet, what's your take on just consuming alcohol in general as part of a balanced diet?
Well, it's been around for a long time that alcohol increases your high lipid...
HDLs.
HDLs, high-density lipoproteins, which are the good cholesterols. So that was good, but I would never tell patients to go ahead and have a couple drinks a day because, you know, if they didn't drink, they might become alcoholics. But that's scientifically been proven, and that's been around a long time. And apparently it's been reproven. Was that for a man, two drinks? Because usually it's one drink for a woman, two for a man.
Yeah, and I've seen that before, but I thought this is real interesting. This is like a week ago they released this, and it's this big qualified study. It wasn't like subsidized by Anheuser-Busch or anybody.
Who did it, do you know?
The Academy of Internal Medicine. It's American Academy of Internal Medicine. Oh, so it's a legitimate group, a legitimate study.
So they published it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It just got published like a week ago. So we've seen a couple of others, you know, about how you've seen that about with that it does the HDL, but this is the first one I've seen that actually had numbers to back it up saying, here's how many died and here's how many of them died who didn't drink versus those who did. So in moderation.
So if you're healthy.
Also, they had a good weight.
Yeah, if you're healthy.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, that's
you
the
have
downside.
A drink or two, then.
Yeah, yeah. You can drink two drinks a day, but you also have to exercise.
And you have to keep your weight off.
You have to keep your weight off. BMI of 25 or less.
Right.
There's also been a recent study that these guys are doing better in business because they're social. Yeah, presumably they're social when they drink.
Because they look better, because they're not fat?
No, it's people that drink do better in business than people that don't drink.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the study.
That's true, because we have to go drinking with doctors all the time. Oh. Yeah, it's like a rule.
Well, you do. I don't have to.
You know that Donald Trump does not drink?
He doesn't?
Nope.
Well, that explains his hair.
And he's a how-many-time loser with his wives?
Yeah, that's right. Good role model. He's a poster boy for drinking.
Yeah, that's a good reason to drink. All right, thank you for that. You helped.
All right. Well, and Christy, we were talking about the pumpkin pie and pumpkin cheesecake, and I mentioned that we have a pumpkin pie story for our children. And not about pumpkin pie. It's about sweet potatoes. Because you always have sweet potatoes at this time of year, right? And our kids would not eat sweet potatoes. So I would go and buy a sweet potato pie and lie to them and tell them it was a pumpkin pie. And they would all eat it. And then we'd tell them the truth. And then so we got them to eat sweet potatoes. Lie to our children. Works every time.
Yes.
Is that your all input? Are you already hammering? Okay. You got to try.
Is that a true story?
It is a true story. Yeah. All right. You got to catch up here. Did you cleanse your palate?
Yeah.
Well, you can try some and let us know, because obviously Carol can drink all of it. Still nothing?
Nothing.
This must be some hardcore pumpkin cheesecake you're bringing down.
It's destroyed by taste buds.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we will find out on the next beer and cheesecake after we go through the cheese and crackers here trying to cleanse Christy's palate. If not, I guess there's a trip to the emergency room later on tonight.
Well, I've had this happen to me before. I had Dogfish Head pumpkin back in California.
Yeah.
I couldn't taste it.
And those are the ones you were telling me that some of those pumpkin beers that I cannot find around here were deadly. Like the pumpkin ale and things like that.
There was a really good one from the North Carolina Brewing
Carolina
Brewing Company.
So they're out there.
But then I had it again at a different occasion, and it tasted great. So I think there are probably days when you can't really taste the more subtle spices.
Well, this thing is pumpkin. This is eat up with spice.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I think it's strong.
But it's spice strong,
yeah,
not alcohol.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got another song here. And this, I'm qualifying this as it's a live song by live people, and it's a blues song. But you've heard it on the radio, because if you listen to it and look at the way the song is organized, it is traditional three-chord blues. And the rhythm pattern is a blues melody, the way that it's played. And so this is live at the Fillmore, The Black Crowes, Jealous Again.
Time to let go now. I'm jealous.
All right, so you were mentioning the beats, the three beat,
yeah, three versus chord, three chord blues.
Okay,
and the idea behind
you hear
it,
that what's
I
is this
was,
new information,
was told or? That no, I was told that by a number of people who play guitar, and also it's a title of record albums about three chords and missing chord and so forth. But three chord blues, and the reason it's done is because you only have to know three chords to be able to play blues. So it's the easiest style of music to play.
So if
to
I went
play.
Out and learned three chords and I could strum, I guess I could.
Well, there's
play
three
the blues,
particular
right?
chords.
Which
not,
chords are they?
I don't know. If I played the guitar, I could fill you in on that.
Well, then how do you know it's still three chords?
I just trust what people tell me. Oh. Yeah. I'm gullible that way.
But I thought you said you had seen some kind of blues special or something.
No, no, not okay. that. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm curious about what the styling is because, like, I was listening this morning. We had this blues brunch thing that they play.
Yeah, that. What's
and
that?
I'm listening, and every song is one of three styles of the way that the lyrics rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of your older blues, they repeat the first phrase. Sing it twice, then sing a third phrase where the last line matches the second and fourth. Then repeat, then do a chorus. And then repeat, then do a chorus, and you're done. Three chords the whole time. And okay. there's like, it's, you could almost make a machine to crank these things out. And then they you know, mix it up on the live parts as we've seen and what you hear on some of this with the instruments. With the playing and stuff. And that's why these live songs are much longer. That's why this particular song was 2 minutes longer than the recorded version
that got all
of
their
Jealous
play.
Again.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you listen to it, he's doing like one of the classic blues patterns of singing, and you hear a lot of, you know, the playing. I mean, it starts off.
Heard that song 1,000 times, never knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the songs, all of the music, all the rock music and everything comes from blues. We've proved that time and time again. All right.
So we're drinking the O'Fallon Pumpkin Ale.
Another beer from Missouri.
A little bit of sediment on the bottom of the bottle. So it's obviously bottle conditioned right. to some extent.
And
ladies?
What do you think? Jump in there. Carol, you had an opinion.
It's as tasty as the other one.
Not as tasty. It's nowhere near as spicy.
No, it doesn't have the flavor.
I thought you were just saying it was better, though.
It tastes like the other one today.
Does it? You're still not tasting anything?
Nope.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Well, I bought extra ones, so maybe after you've gotten released and the doctor's cleared you to drink beer again, you can... Because this is bad. I don't know. What, you have to get a tongue-ectomy or something? A palatectomy?
Yeah.
It's something.
It's anxiety being on this show.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fear?
My tongue has
seized up. Maybe it was just, it was a stroke localized to your tongue.
So
well, that's too bad. Because you said earlier, and I think Carol had something to say about it. You said, this tastes more like a beer.
Yeah. Which to me is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which to me is a bad thing.
Really? You want your beer to taste as least beer-like as
more
possible?
More like the pumpkin pie spun, yeah. or punch.
Like
that,
ale or cider or whatever it was.
Okay.
Well, this is an ale. It says that right there. Pumpkin ale with a pumpkin on the front in case you weren't sure.
And it's brewed with pumpkin and spices, cinnamon sticks, nutmeg, and cloves.
Yeah. No ginger in this one. You can taste the ginger.
It's pretty good after a couple drinks.
Yeah. That's pretty much true all beer. You'll be drinking just piss water. After about six of them, you'll drink whatever's put in front of you. And swearing up and down how good it is.
Damn, that's good stuff.
So these O'Fallon guys, Groucho and Chud, got me introduced to them because they had the smoked porter and they did one of their video casts on it. And I ran to them at the up in Madison, Great Taste Midwest. And... they have some excellent ales, some good stuff.
The O'Fallon.
We have some beverages from them. We can do a show in the upcoming future.
Good. And this is, I brought these all back from my trip into, as our
St.
friend
Louis.
Kenny referred to it, the belly of the beast.
Yeah, well, I think that
was
my,
I didn't go near Anheuser-Busch, but I learned something there because when I asked about beer, whose brews it, and they said, well, there's Schlafly and Limp and O'Fallon and... And, of course, AB. I said, "Who's AB?" And they looked at me like a grown, you know, like a yeah. third eye. They said, "Anheuser-Busch." It's yeah. like, okay, so apparently if you're in St. Louis, you're just not cool unless you refer to them as AB. And they refer to their beers as AB beer. So go figure.
It's company town.
But I did get to enjoy.
I guess they just won the World Series.
They did, and I watched Game 3 drinking Schlafly on tap in Albert Pujols' restaurant, who is the guy. I don't know, did they vote for the most valuable player of the World Series? But he was in the running for it. But he's a big, they love the hell out of this guy.
Oh, so it's an actual player's
It's an actual
bar.
Player. Okay. We were sitting in his bar slash restaurant drinking Schlafly, watching Albert himself make these game-winning catches and hits and stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Amazing. I watched none
I
of
called
the
you from there.
Yeah.
Remember? About the, yeah, and trying to find a St. Louis Cardinal shirt, which I could not find anywhere in St. Louis. You'd think that'd be easy. I went to three stores. I gave up. I called and I said, go to Walmart here and buy one. Probably be easier.
I guess the reason we ought to be marginally interested in the Cardinals is our AAA team, the Redbirds, Memphis Redbirds, right. is a farm team for the Cardinals.
That's right. So they'll come out of here.
So all a right. lot of times our Redbirds players are playing for the Cardinals. Sometimes the Cardinals players have been moved down to the minors, and they're playing for our Redbirds. So
that's right. They're bad. Anyway. They get punished and sent to Memphis. Right.
No, I'm not a baseball fan.
Hey, let's feed the dog some beer. Say hi.
That's dog abuse. No.
The dog is not really interested at all. Not looking at the beer, not looking at us, just looking at...
I think he's looking at the cheese.
We have my wife's toy poodle here who's pathetic when she's not around.
Yeah. I think we should give the dog some beer.
He exists.
It's a classic
he
thing
exists
to
hang out with her. That's his whole purpose in life.
Okay, and so that was a good move bringing the dog here, and that's what delayed us for almost an hour. So we had to go introduce dogs and things like that.
Well, an hour is stretching it, but yeah, we had a doggy social hour here.
That's all right.
Kind of funny.
Okay. Well, we got
kind of not true.
There was not a doggy social hour. Yes, there was.
It was.
It didn't last an hour, but it was.
There were some butt sniffing going on, and
some growling,
and the dogs got acquainted with each other also.
Yeah.
They didn't like each other.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
You only have two beers.
That'll be deleted.
That's it. Two beers on anybody's.
How many empty bottles there are. One,
well, no, we had the autumn ale, which isn't a pumpkin ale.
But is this the only two beers you have for pumpkin?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, you've had tongue stroke. You're screwed no matter how many we had.
Well, let me see the other one. Maybe it's recovered.
Okay, here's the spice one. This is like cardiac shock.
What would this be good with?
Pumpkin cheesecake. That's what we're about to try it.
Oh, okay. But what else?
Well,
it's good for handing out Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Kids come up to the door,
That makes Halloween a lot more bearable. If you get all tore up on pumpkin ale.
We figure we're giving out...
you start giving out like microwaves and blenders and shoes. And
no, we're giving out pickled eggs this year. Pickled
eggs
good
and
carrots. Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to paint like little eyeballs on them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Brussels sprouts. Here, kids, it's healthy food.
Well, tell them with our eyeballs.
A little crudité. We'll
just open up the big jar of pickled eggs and toss some pickled egg in. There you go. Come back next year. We'll have something even better.
Hold out your hand. It's turned to egg salad now.
Gee, I wonder where those eggs would end up. All over the front of your house.
Wait,
I'm
are
sure.
these the Easter ones?
Yeah, there you go. That's an even better idea.
Okay. Well, I got another Albert King.
I'm sure people won't hear this until well after Halloween. So.
Yeah, probably so.
Just at the Wayback Machine. Pretend this was before.
Drink Halloween. A pumpkin beer because they'll still be around because Thanksgiving. That's right. And, they all work with Thanksgiving. Okay.
Turkey.
And turkey. Beer and turkey. Okay. We're going to listen to Albert King again. And this is his signature song, I Play the Blues for You. And it's a long one because we got to go upstairs and get the pumpkin cheesecake. Be back.
I come on over to the place where I was. And all your loneliness I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid, come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. All your loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know, but you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say I want to know you. That's groovy, ain't it? I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar. I've tried to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. Thank you.
we're back and eating pumpkin cheesecake.
This is a first for our show, is a show dessert.
Y'all ignore us while we're talking.
We've had plenty of show snacks, never any show desserts.
That's right. So this is the first we're drinking pumpkin beer and eating pumpkin cheesecake.
It's very good.
It's good. It's sort of like a pumpkin pie, but then it tastes like cheesecake at the end. All right, so Christy, how'd you make this? Lean forward. Tell us all about it.
Follow the recipe.
Okay. Always good.
Yeah, it's always a good
And now, is this the Martha Stewart one?
No, this is the Better Homes and Gardens.
Okay. And unlike the one that I showed you that used pudding and took 30 minutes, this one's like a three-hour ordeal.
No, it's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay. So it's pumpkin, cheesecake, or cream cheese.
It's pumpkin, cream cheese.
Got to look at it? Can you tell by looking?
Mm, goes good with the beer.
Does it really?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, you heard that. Or maybe you didn't. Carol said it goes good with the beer.
Excellent.
All right.
My taste buds are dancing.
You're right. Right. Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
Goes fine.
Yeah.
Although I noticed this beer tastes less like pumpkin now.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I think what happened to you was, how much pumpkin cheesecake did you have?
Did you sample?
Taste checking it?
Just a little.
Well, it definitely cuts the pumpkin flavor right out of the beer.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not tasting it like I was earlier.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's good. It does go good with beer. Yay. Dessert and beer. There's only a couple more things you could add to that, and it'd be a good life.
A good what? Night or life?
Either one. You fill in the blank. Whatever works for you, Carol. So, Rick, you were testing my musical knowledge, and I turned to Wikipedia because everything written there is true. And I was sort of right.
As true as we care to.
That's right. It's true according to our standards of truth.
Yeah.
But I was right. It is a three-chord progression, and it refers to it. On Wikipedia, they say, if you are in the key of C, it's the C, F, and G songs. And like I said, Wikipedia backs me up, that if you learn to listen to this... it says here that if you learn to listen to it, you'll see that 90% of all songs, rock, blues, country, are based on three chords.
So somebody that knew this forever, they're saying, oh, what a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Well, we don't.
We didn't.
I'm going to ask my piano teacher tomorrow.
Okay.
Is your piano teacher versed on rock songs?
He looks like Bono, but
I don't know if that applies to pianos.
No, but he plays the guitar, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good. Okay, and you find this out and report back to us.
So I'm supposed to ask him if every rock song...
Well, just ask him what is a three-chord progression, and why is that so important to blues, rock, and every other kind of music that's originated, because all music originates from blues.
So it's usually an F, a C, and a G? Is that what it was?
A what?
F, C, and...
It is if you're in the key of C, these would be C, F, and G.
Oh, okay. So different keys. So if you're in E.
Right. And in one of the other things we looked at, that in a lot of the blues songs, they use open chords, which means that you're not using fingering. That it's just the natural sound of the string instead of holding it. So you can do open chords, and that's why it's a very easy thing to learn. You can learn it like in an hour and not know how to do anything else on there, but you can learn the three chords and learn how to play blues songs and then use it. And they're also called 12-bar blues.
Carol's been practicing Elton John's Candle in the Wind all week.
Okay. Well,
so I'll be glad after this week's lesson so we can stop listening to that song.
Piano lessons after about
all right, you know, he wrote a song that I was threatening to play on this show that is the most god-awful, not blues song, and it's Elton John. And what's the song called? The one is this. That's why they call it the blues, or
oh right, right, yeah,
yeah, yeah. He needed to be punched in the face repeatedly for even saying that. But it's not a blues song.
Oh,
it's not even close.
That's true.
It's very poppy, and that's why he sold out after Madman Across the Water. He just got ate up with commercial success.
I stopped listening to him after Rock of the Westies.
After Tom, yeah, it's just no good. Yeah. Well,
he's
so do I. Up to Rock of the Westies, I haven't bought a single thing after that.
well.
We are meandering.
Yes, we are. So let's close it out because we're just babbling now. We're enjoying the pumpkin pie, the pumpkin beer.
Thank you for the dessert, Christy.
Yeah,
it's very good.
It's very good. Although we do, now we've all had tongue stroke and are unfit for drinking pumpkin beer. The what? Okay. Wait, let me turn that over. The what?
Maybe the allspice paralyzes our tongues. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, allspice is a paralytic agent. I believe they use that in darts in Africa, the little pygmies.
To tranquilize
Of course,
I
could be making that up.
A water buffalo?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a teaspoon of allspice will bring down a water buffalo.
There you go.
So you got to be careful of that.
Paralyze my daughter's mouth.
Well, and that pumpkin pie, well.
Honey, more allspice for breakfast?
Allspice and oatmeal.
Now, when you get home, make sure you have another tablespoon of allspice.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I did not cinnamon. Cinnamon's good for diabetes.
Oh,
who knew?
The American Diabetic Association. It's a homeopathic
diabetes
remedy.
It's good for cholesterol.
I have. I've been reading in the bathroom again.
It's good for cholesterol.
or as I refer to it, the library. The library with running water. Okay. Well, that's enough. You're spent.
Well, this was an interesting show. I don't know if we'll be doing too many shows featuring.
I think one a year. Yeah, from the Beer Wives. But Carol's got to get back to us now. She's obligated to.
We did
she's
not
gonna talk to
be here. We were forced to be here.
She's got a follow-up for what?
This was forced.
That's all right.
What's the follow-up meeting with Carol?
What?
She's going to come back and report on Three Chord Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going to talk to her piano
talk
teacher.
To Bono.
Are you going to break out the mighty Casio and play us a medley or two? We have some live entertainment.
I made too many mistakes.
Okay.
That'd be great.
As soon as I can play it without making
live entertainment. Candle in the Wind, right? Next week?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you for showing up.
Yeah, for dealing with us for this long. If anybody's still listening.
Yeah. Or if you hadn't hung up, switched over to something else. Because they're gone. They're out of here. They've
We're
got the
gone.
Headphones on.
They're gone.
All right. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Never mentions the word addiction. In certain company, and yet she tell you she's an orphan. After you meet her family. Pulls her shades down tight. My girl, give a smile with a big arm. Hey, the only thing gonna make it all right. Yeah, that's right. Then she talks to me again. Yeah.
keeps a lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Well, they say that the devil's from a little boy. The cross from someone she has not met. Yeah.